My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's a Patriots Friday, and Jelani Tavai, New England Patriots linebacker, will join us in a half an hour at 7:30, and then I have a mystery guest for you at 9 on today's show, and our guy Nick Kostos is back at 9:30.
Daddy.
With no sweat bets for you. Wow. What, Curtis?
I wasn't expecting. Oh, Daddy. Yeah, oh, I got it.
He became a dad.
Oh, my God.
Curtis thought you were, hoped you were talking to him. I really don't want to belabor the COD point to prove myself right, but this is Joe, family in the seafood biz. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, Joe, out of Hull. My family's been in the seafood business as fishermen and processors for over 100 years.
100 years. Okay, all
right,
go
ahead. The company's FJ O'Hara, right up the street from you in La Dida Seaport now.
Yeah,
and both are true.
Okay.
Cod is a fish, and catch of the day is a nickname for serving it in restaurants.
Thank you. I knew I was right. Thank you.
Wait. You said it wasn't a fish.
You should ask, is it what type of fish it is?
Right. You should. If you order catch of the day, you should ask. Yes.
And one other thing, fish and chips is traditionally haddock or cod. But again, you should ask. It could be monkfish. It could be catfish. It could be anything.
Thank you.
But how could it be? Wait, Joe. How could it be cod if cod isn't a fish?
Curtis, we're up against the clock.
Cod is a fish.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That's all we were arguing.
We are up against the clock. Need to get to the rest of this morning's leads. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. A follow-up of a story that we followed last fall. The Chiefs may have won the game last night, but they've lost a fan for at least the next 17 and a half years. Xavier Babudar, also known as Chiefsaholic, was sentenced yesterday.
Oh, no.
For that string of bank robberies that he was attached to.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
17 and a half years in federal prison for Chiefsaholic.
Jeez.
So if you are a Chiefs fan and you looked forward to seeing him at games in his garb, if you're watching on Twitch, that's what he would look like at all the games.
Yeah.
Or if you liked to watch his hype videos that he would release before every game.
Jeez.
Not going to happen for quite some time.
Nope.
He effed around and found out.
How many Super Bowls do you think Patrick Mahomes will have won by the time he gets out?
I would say another
couple at least.
Yeah, at least two or three. We'll see in 15 years, buddy.
This is the only person in the Chiefs orbit that's actually paid for their crimes.
All right. Is somebody going to replace him? Like, is another fan going to step up?
I would hope so. Yeah. I know that a lot of young fans were always very excited when they saw Chiefsaholic. Yeah. They just didn't know that he was a bank robber across many states, actually.
Right. Okay. All right. Wow. Thank you, Courtney. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So last night's game and watching that as Pats fans, does it make you feel any different on what you're going to be seeing? Because if those were like the two teams that everybody feels like could be in the AFC Championship, how far away are the Patriots?
A long way away.
Especially when you look at the, you know, my opinion, the most important thing is really the play of the quarterbacks. Because look at both teams, skilled players, right?
Well, they both have very skilled players, though, on...
But they're not like...
Let's skip defense for a minute and let's talk offense.
Yes, is what I'm talking about.
The addition of King Henry is an extraordinary addition for that football team.
But they did a good job against them. I think when you look... My thing is the skill players...
He scored the very first touchdown last night.
I know, but he had like 16 carries for 40 yards?
I'm just telling you, they have added... They are willing to spend and add guys, mm-hmm. even though... They are playoff teams. That's what you've got to do.
Right, but to me, I think the biggest takeaway last night is the ability of the quarterbacks to elevate guys. Like Zay Flowers, we know, is a first-round pick. He looks like he's going to be a good receiver. Rashi Rice looks like he's going to be a good receiver. Travis Kelce doesn't look the same. It's not like there was unbelievable skilled talent out there, like top five wide receivers. I think it's just the play of the quarterbacks that elevate the guys around them and what they're able to do. When we talk about extend plays, make guys be able to get open, it just looks like offensively, and like I said, I'm not doing the skill plays. I'm looking strictly at the quarterback, and the play is so far away if you're New England. That's why I cannot wait. I don't know when it's going to be. I cannot wait to see Drake May, because I want to see if he can, you know.
If he could be that kind of
guy. If he could be that kind of guy that can elevate, you know, those players when you look at it.
Well, unfortunately, even Patrick Mahomes can't elevate Juju Smith-Schuster.
Oh, man. Oh,
I was so ready to celebrate that.
Curtis, you were as close as Isaiah Likely was to score that touchdown.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if the first touchdown of the season by the Chiefs is Juju?
Great question on the Subaru of New England text line. Which happens first? Chiefsaholic or whatever his name is gets out of jail, or the Patriots are in the playoffs?
Well, given how they treat the Chiefs people, it'll be Chiefsaholic out of jail.
Yeah,
time served.
I'm gonna lean on that one.
They'll commute his sentence like they did Britt Reid.
I don't know. Is there some possibility that they win this game Sunday because the Bengals start slow, Wiggy?
Guess what? When you look at it, if the Bengals start slow, you're probably going to start slow. Just the way offenses are in the NFL, it takes some time. So you'll start slow. They just have more talent, and their quarterback is far superior than the guy you're going to have on the field. So I don't think so.
All right. I'm going to pivot based on what Wiggy said. I was going to discuss the ridiculous fascination that America has now mm-hmm. with the Kansas City Chiefs and the film that we can all watch soon on mm-hmm. the Hallmark channel about the Chiefs. I understand it. It's just, as a Patriots fan, it's upsetting that these kinds of things used to be given to the New England Patriots. Yeah. But I will, based on what you said,
mm-hmm.
The news I thought yesterday was interesting when it came to the Brandon Ayuk offer from the New England Patriots, $80 million.
Mm.
$80 million was guaranteed in that offer. So for those who suggest that Robert Kraft at times may be cheap, I think in this particular case, you can't say that. And that leads me to suggest that if you are willing to offer Brandon Ayuk $80 million guaranteed, where were you with any kind of a left tackle in any way, shape, or form? Am I getting a round of applause for you on this, Shine?
Oh, yeah. Keep going.
And
smoke them.
And some kind of guaranteed money and a legit offer for somebody at a position that you've known for at least the last two, maybe three seasons is one that you are bereft in.
Mm.
Like, That and who do you, I don't know who you put that on. Do you put that on Elliot Wolf? He's only been here for a short period of time.
No, that's not on Elliot Wolf.
Okay.
The decision to go after Ayuk. It's also, though, Greg, it's the timing of it. If they had begun the process of attempting to acquire Brandon Ayuk around the draft, maybe it would have been done. Maybe they would have had it done in the offseason. It's the lack of prioritizing any sort of big-time ad, minus these offseason following the Bucks championship. They always wait for everybody else, which is what they were able to do. If you have Mahomes, you can sit it out and sign Juju like in late August. But if you're the Patriots, you need to bring talent in as quick as possible.
Well, I think the thing when you look at is the contract that Trent Williams got. Do you say, okay, maybe we should have went after Trent Williams, left tackle?
I hate when people in the Twitch chat or elsewhere say there was nobody available. Yes, there are better options.
Jonah Williams, Jonah Jackson, like two of those guys.
There are better options that are at least a manageable left tackle for this football
game. Well, that's I put that in Elliot Wolf, though, because if the reports are true and they were willing to give Brandon Ayuk $80 million in guarantee,
yes,
then that tells me Robert was willing to spend money.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
And Elliot was like well,
they just ignored it.
Yeah,
just ignored the position.
Well, and if you're allowed to spend money now, be consistent, and so the next opportunity you have, also offer money to a big name player. Like if Ja'Marr Chase becomes available, you should be offering a ton of money to that guy.
Right.
Yeah. All right, well, those are this morning's leads. And let me just, since I mentioned it briefly, the Hallmark Channel, in advance of Christmas, has announced a new forthcoming film, a holiday film. You know, they do all the Christmas movies
mm-hmm.
on Hallmark. And it is called, the movie is called Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story.
Wow.
And would you like to know who stars in it? Donna Kelsey.
Yep.
Is a star in the Hallmark
wow.
film.
Wow.
All right. Get that bag.
If you'd like to, would you like to listen to the trailer? Go ahead if you could, Sean.
Saturday, November 30th.
Now,
for the first time ever, Hallmark and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Whoa.
Leave it. All on the field.
How about those?
Chiefs.
Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story, all new Saturday, November 30th, part of Countdown to Christmas, only on Hallmark Channel.
I have a couple questions. In the movie, do the guests speed to get there and then get in an accident, and is the dog used in a fighting ring?
Probably not. That was left on the cutting room floor.
Oh.
I tell you, Taylor Swift, if I'm Travis, what's her name, Donna?
Yeah.
Jason, I would be in... My daddy doesn't really do much. I would be thanking Taylor for the fame that they are bringing to the Kelsey family. Because we've seen brothers in the Super Bowl before win championships. We actually talk to one all the time here, and Devin McCourty. I don't see no Hallmark film about him and his brother.
It's not really going to be about them. Donna Kelsey's just in it.
I don't see Devin's mom starring in the film.
We agree.
You know, that's the world of Taylor Swift. Anyway, because you know what Hallmark's doing? Donna, we get you in. Any chance Taylor makes a...
Maybe just Taylor's
just
in the background.
Quick cameo?
I think
maybe
that they're
a song?
I think that they're hoping that Travis and Taylor maybe go to the premiere.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The Taylor Swift effect is real.
Yeah.
She took... You know, Travis Kelsey was a good player. And, you know, great tight end. Jason was a good center, but... Now, all of a sudden, $100 million
right.
podcast.
They're
deal.
Now Shaq and Kobe. But, Courtney,
yes.
I have an idea. Not like Taylor would need a good idea. She's the brilliant businesswoman. But if they do get engaged, it would be a really funny caption if she said, just got a contract extension.
Yeah, that would be very good.
Courtney, right. I'm back. I might be owing you $500 because if I'm Travis Kelsey,
are.
There's nothing in this world that I'm doing to leave Taylor Swift.
Or they're just in
nothing.
Love.
No. Nothing. I don't
what
care
are the
if
odds
you're
of
out
that?
Of love. Well, I'm not, I'm listening.
Love is real.
I am going to be like, if Travis better take a page out of Stedman's book, do whatever you got to do to make sure that Taylor always is like, this is my man.
Curtis, Texter points out scene five is an alleged groping incident with a brother of a quarterback.
Oh, God.
You forgot that one.
Right, in which they get the bar manager.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You're fired who actually saw it.
All right.
But isn't it amazing how great Mahomes is with all that chaos around
him? So good.
His dad's in trouble all the time. His brother's a nincompoop.
He's also like the greatest matador I've ever seen. Like last night he had a free rusher coming right at him and he just laid him out of the way and then made the pass.
He's so good.
He's awesome.
You know what bothers me though? His intentional fast walk.
Oh, I hate it. Like the giraffe.
After every play, it's so annoying.
Why?
And the finger thing.
Oh, yeah. So stupid effing annoying.
Oh, it is.
We get it, dude. You're a hardo. We get it. Like, give me a break on that.
Right. At least give me a little bit of a jog.
It's so annoying.
It's a waddle.
Yeah. Oh, God. All right. Coming up, we'll get to They Said It. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And speaking of that, here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Chiefs win the first game of the NFL season after a wild final play that saw Lamar Jackson find Isaiah Likely in the back of the end zone for what looked like it could possibly be a touchdown, but it was overturned as Likely's toe was just a hair out. Final score 27-20. Patrick Mahomes completed 20 of 28 passes for 291 yards, a touchdown and an interception. Lamar Jackson completed 26 of 41 for 273 yards and a touchdown. Lamar was asked about the overturned call. Here's what he had to say after the game.
So, Lamar, your perspective on that one of Zay's touchdown?
You said it, James. I thought it was a touchdown. But I still think it's a touchdown.
His foot was out of bounds.
Definitely not a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, we love you, Lamar, but damn, his foot was out of bounds.
Another matchup tonight, this time in Brazil. Packers and Eagles facing off at 8:15. And your Pats will be in Cincinnati on 1-1 on Sunday. We will talk with Jelani Tavai on this Patriots Friday at 7:30.
You mean you will be on 1 at Cisco at 1 o'clock on Sunday on Nantucket.
That is correct.
Wilding out.
That is correct.
Courtney was angling for a little remote show.
Oh, you better stop it right now.
That's what you wanted. That is what you wanted.
That sounds like Courtney.
Uh-huh. Or Shime, shut your mouth. You wanted it.
No, I said if we weren't going to Gillette, I would ask about it.
Oh, I'll pull receipts.
Okay. Pull them.
All right.
I believe Breece Hill said, Dad, don't ruin Sunday in a group message.
he did say that, but I got to work.
Yeah, me too.
Gotta be here. We got to be at Gillette with Gerard Mayo and Boomer Esiason on Monday.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Don't let your night job get in the way of the day job.
Yeah, don't let it affect it.
Nope. Oh, so PJ back?
No.
Ferry. Probably fast, slow ferry.
Fast ferry for me.
Me too. The Sox are back in action tonight, 7:10 first pitch against the White Sox with Nick Pivetta getting the start at Fenway. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. That is what's trending. Here is Curtis with your weather.
62 degrees. It's always sunny at the lovely WEEI studios. Afternoon high, 74.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.